Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Reverend Jen Kotler, and you are listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. And I am so excited to have special guests on the air with us tonight. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our show in a minute. As you may or may not know, if you've listened to our show in the past, we really focus on spiritual issues, on making sure that people have the opportunity to get engaged and involved, whether it's through theological means or through church or through a practice of spirituality. Tonight we have the opportunity to speak with a couple of folks who are living out their spirituality through the work of justice. And I'm really excited to be joined tonight by Danny Diaz and Chio Valerio Gonzalez, who are both very involved in the campaign for the car wash workers in New York City. And I'm going to let them give you some more information about themselves as the show goes on. But I just want to remind you, if you're listening and you'd like to call into the show, please write down our number. The number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. You'll hear this lovely electronic voice that will ask you if you want to be put into the queue to ask a question, to push the number 1. So make sure that you push the number 1 so that I know that you're interested in being joined into our call. For those of you who don't know, I have been very involved in working on spirituality through the work of justice for the last 10-plus years, and so I'm really excited to be starting to have on my show tonight folks who are also working in justice. I want to let you know, too, that Spiritually Speaking, which is usually the second and the fourth Mondays of the month at 8 p.m., on the second Monday in November, I am unfortunately not going to be able to be on the air. There will hopefully be another person who's in this slot on that night on November. But I will be back on November the 12th. I will be back on, I'm sorry, November the 11th. I will be back on November the 25th, on Monday night, November the 25th. And I will be welcoming Walter Hidalgo, who does a great deal of work on spirituality and hip-hop. And I'm super excited to have him with us on that night. Again, I want to remind you of our call-in number. It's 646-716-9397. That's 646-7. Hi, everyone. This is Reverend Jen, and I apologize for that technological glitch that we just had. And Danny, I trust that you are still on the line. And Danny, can you hear me? Chio, I just brought you on live. Are you there?
Yes, I'm on the line. I lost you for a second, but I'm live.
Yeah, I apologize for that. Unfortunately, we do have glitches on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm really glad that you're here. And Chio, if you could just introduce yourself for folks and just let them understand a little bit more about how you got involved in working with this campaign.
I'm here.
And a little
I'm
bit
here.
More.
I'm here with you. Okay, Chio, go ahead, do it.
That's great, Danny. That's great. Yep. So Chio, if you could just let folks understand a little bit better how you've gotten engaged in the campaign.
Sure. So, like you said, my name is Chio Valerio Gonzalez, or Chio, for our friends. I've been organizing probably since I can remember. Both of my parents are immigrants from Mexico, and learning how to navigate the system when you're an immigrant is definitely something that didn't, that you don't move into this country thinking about. So based through, like, my parents have done a lot of, like, immigrant justice, a lot of worker justice work. And I moved to New York City specifically for this campaign, for the Wash New York campaign. And in it, I've been one of the organizers along with other organizers that make the Road New York and the union, the RWDSU.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just basically have gone out to talk to a lot of car wash workers who have reported insane wage and hour violations, just terrible, terrible working conditions, using chemicals and whatnot. So together with the workers, because this is a very worker-driven campaign, they've decided that they wanted to actually do something about it. So with the support of the community, be that, you know, people that are around the neighborhood, with, like, clergy folks that have actually been instrumental in our campaign, elected officials, the three organizations, we've actually been able to do make a lot of changes in this industry and really improve the lives of immigrant workers that just basically have come here to better themselves, and to better their families. You know, they're not criminals. They're just hardworking people who deserve what's right.
Absolutely. Of course. Thank you so much. If you could prove... I'm not sure that all of our listeners are really understand the working conditions of our immigrant brothers and sisters who are working in these car washes. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So I can tell you that things have changed pretty drastically. I can say drastically and then cut myself a little bit short on that, because really, we deserve a little bit more than that. But since the campaign started, there have been a lot of improvements, right? So when we first started working with workers, they were reporting that they were making under the minimum wage. Now, by law, New York allows tipped workers to be paid a little bit less than the minimum wage, so long as their tips make up for whatever they're missing. And then if they don't, the owners actually have to pay them, right? So for car wash workers, we're talking about $5.50 per hour. Assuming that they're going to make tips on a regular day, they'll come up to $7.25 an hour plus overtime. In a lot of cases, we found that workers were reporting that they weren't making enough tips, that the managers and the house were taking part of the tips. So, for example, if you go and wash your car at one of these car washes, and say for whatever reason one of the mirrors or the antennas or whatever gets damaged, the workers were the ones who were responsible for paying and the damages at any of the cars, right? And a lot of them amount to, you know, maybe $100, $200, and a lot of them amounted to a couple thousand dollars. So
wow.
We had that. We had wage theft in that respect. We had the fact that workers are continuously working with chemicals that they don't know what they are. You know, a lot of workers have reported, for example, that their nails fall off. That's not normal. Your nails shouldn't be falling off. A lot
right.
of them report that
of
they now have asthma,
right.
that their skin is changing. A lot of the younger workers especially would report acne in their skin, the conditions that they were working with. But to top it all off, the amount of disrespect that they would receive from management is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere from calling people out of their name or yelling at them. If the workers called in and they were sick, the managers too often would say, "Oh yeah, you're sick. It sounds like you should maybe take a week off without pay."
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a form of punishing them for not showing up to work.
Right.
So a lot of these things, you know, we found a car wash in East New York where the workers allegedly were making $3 an hour, no overtime, and some of them were only getting paid in tips. So a lot of them their income was dependent on the mercy of customers coming in and hopefully tipping them.
Right.
So a lot of, you know, we've seen a lot of improvements, but we have a long way to go. But those were basically, if you're a car washero in New York, this is what you would come into work, 72 hours, 80 hours per week, you know, and
wow.
you need those hours, because with the salary of $5.50
Wow. And you know what, Gio, I don't think that a lot of folks and maybe a lot of our listeners really understand the working conditions that the car wash workers have been working under. So thank you for expounding that. And I'm sure that it's not isolated to New York City, that wherever there are big cities where there are car washes, if they're not tightly regulated, then it would be very likely that perhaps our immigrant workers would be experiencing the same levels of exploitation. Would you say that that's true?
Absolutely. I mean, we see that there currently isn't any legislative piece that requires even car wash owners to register with the city, let alone to actually something to regulate that, which is something that we're also working on.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, and it's a multifaceted issue that, you know, needs very likely a multifaceted solution. So that the regulation and legislation may be one piece, but the organizing is another. And I understand that you are a great organizer and you've been doing this for a long time.
All the ground team is amazing, and I don't mean to sound that as modest or not taking credit. Like, we've had a very successful campaign, but all the credit is due to the Starwacheros, who, despite the fact that there's change, that their lives could change drastically. Like, you know, these are workers that are just willing to fight because they've had enough. They've had enough, and they're so extremely brave. So that definitely makes my job a lot easier.
Yes, absolutely. But I just want to recognize you and thank you for the work that you're doing on their behalf. And of course, lift up the workers who are willing to stand up and to fight for their own rights and for what is right overall. I just want to remind our listeners of the call-in number. If you're interested in joining the conversation, our call-in number is 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. And every two weeks, so the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 8 p.m., we get on the line and we talk about things that are of spiritual importance. And Minister Danny Diaz, I want to bring you into the conversation at this point. I am for the person that you are. And I just would love for you to talk to our listeners about the ways in which and why for you as a minister, as a person of faith, finds this an imperative as a part of your spirituality and your faith.
Well, I was taught by Dr. Rivera to do something every time I move into a conversation like this, he says to me, always start with God's word. So I'm going to do that.
Please.
And it's because, and that's because we minister to Pentecostal fundamentalist evangelicals. They don't want to hear anything unless it's led by God's word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in James chapter 5, verse 4, it says, listen, with an exclamation point. Listen, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts.
Wow.
You have lived on earth in luxury and in pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous one who does not resist you. Wow. that part, I always stopped at verse 5. But the righteous mm-hmm. one doesn't resist you.
Mm.
To these men and women that are exhausting themselves to acquire a quality of life that they see in pictures, that they hear of, that they dream of, that they read of, could it be that they basically are trying to get or acclaim or reach something that they think is reachable? You know, just really quickly, we're all connected, and this is what I speak. And by the way, my name is Danny Diaz, and I'm a minister from Love Gospel Family Church. I am a justice fellow from New York Theological Seminary, a justice fellow from Latino Pastoral Action Center, and a board member of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition. And all those titles or whatever just means that I'm in it to win it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so it's like, what's behind all this for me and a lot of the clergy that I engage? You know, it's basically that reading from one of the workshops that we did concerning the Living Wage campaign, we really are all connected. What happens to you affects me.
That's right.
What happens to me affects you. And this is what I use. This is like my spiel to pastors, doctors, bishops, you know, in reference to the car wash campaign. When I'm engaging them, I tell them, and why? Because a lot of people in many different types of Christian, you know, sects and you know, from the Baptist to the Evangelical to the Pentecostal, you have to approach them differently. But the fact of the matter is that they are the voices that need to come together when there's an industry within their neighborhoods that's kind of, you know, oppressing people by the thousands. And if we're looking at thousands of people, then we're looking at thousands of children. Why? Right? So I tell them,
okay,
we're all connected. What happens to you affects me. What happens to me affects you. We are all equal worth as God's children.
That's
my time,
right,
is not
that's
worth.
Right. And we've had some other shows where we've talked about this type of theology where, you know, we are all equal in God's sight. And
that's right.
God loves us all. And God wants us to be in relationship with God. And we understand that through Jesus Christ, but you know, other people of other faiths have other paths to God. And
right.
And it's a beautiful thing that I really appreciate, Danny, you bringing in the scripture verse from James, because it's one of the passages, one of the many passages in our Holy Scriptures in the Bible that talk about economic justice.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, you're connected with Dr. Rivera, Dr. Raymond Rivera, for our listeners who are wondering who this is, who is a longstanding activist in the New York City circles and in the community, and is part of NALEC, the National Association of Latino.
It's the National Latino Evangelical Coalition.
Right.
He's a co-chair, and I'm a board member.
And that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, our friend Gabrielle is the president of that organization, and that is a wonderful organization really embeds and understands that, you know, this comes from a theology that we are all precious in God's sight.
That's right.
From the most powerful to the least powerful, from the most wealthy to the least wealthy, that all of us are equal in God's sight. And therefore, we have a responsibility to one another.
Right.
And I love that theology, and I love that image from James. You know, James is the book where we normally think of, that faith without works is dead. And that's a central message of James. And that's what he's talking about, right?
Right.
That faith
right.
without works. If we don't
that's right.
also then stand up for our oppressed brothers and sisters, that our faith really isn't worth anything. So how did you get here personally, Danny Diaz? How did you get to this place of ministering at Love Gospel Assembly, and what was the story of you sort of finding your space as someone who lived out their spirituality, their religion, working for justice?
So I was raised in the Pentecostal church. I was in my mother's womb while she was leading worship in many churches throughout the city and actually the world. She was a singer and a worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
But she settled in the South Bronx, and I'm there. And at the age of about 12, I kind of did my own thing, you know. I flew mm-hmm. the coop, and I lost my way. And I got involved into a lot of stupidity was really bound by the age of 19. And it was just the fact that I walked into a love kitchen in the South Bronx, and it was led, this was a kitchen under the church called Love Gospel Assembly that was led by a pastor by the name of Jerry Kaufman, who used to be a heroin addict and kind of got saved in a Spanish-speaking church called John 3:16. He didn't know a stitch of Spanish, but he knew the power of God because it healed him. And and he opened up a love kitchen, and that's where I found myself. I started going there just to stay out of trouble and just found, you know, God. I just saw Jesus in the poor that I was feeding. And basically, end of story, a lady, a counselor, told me that I was much more than just the dropout that I was from high school. She said, I can do a lot more than that. She says, you're a great child. She just encouraged me. She gave me words of life. She dropped the word of encouragement that I hadn't heard. It was like a drop of water to a man who has not drank water for many, many days in a desert.
It
basically revived me. It made me think. She gave me hope. And she said, you could do anything you want to do, Danny. Anything. And I said, you know what? I think that's true, because it just resonated with me, because within me there was this DNA of success, right, that had not been touched. I totally glossed over it because of my trauma. You know, my childhood sexual – I was sexually abused at the age of 4. You know, I went through my own issues, and I was just totally, like, in this shell. And she broke through it just with this love. It was just a genuine love. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go get my GD. And I got my GD.
Wow.
And it went further than that. I want to help these poor people here in this love kitchen. It went further than that. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree so I can really help them. And it went further than that. And I'm going to get my master's degree so I can really, really help somebody. And it went further than that. I'm working on my master's of divinity today, and I'm finishing my last year. And I'm looking at a demon, a doctor of ministry at New York Theological Seminary for my ability to infuse that which God has placed in me to cause, even if it's a question, even if it's a conversation. I'm not saying change. I'm not saying a movement. I'm just saying, even if it's to get two or three people to say, you know what? The status quo is the way that it is, but we as people of God have been called to establish justice. We've been called to hear the cries of the poor and treat them as if they're our own flesh and blood, as Isaiah said, and kind of take that to heart. So I'm not a prophet. I'm a prophetic minister, because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in this is a prophet. I believe that the people of God today are the prophetic voice of God himself. right? Yeah, there are people that lead, yeah. But I mostly believe that this movement is made of people, not just one person, you know, being this prophet
right.
and being, no. I see it as a culmination of people grabbing on to God's heart and saying, you know what? There's so many issues that we can actually take a part of and make a difference in. And that's what I'm doing here with the Car Wash campaign today. I started with the Living Wage campaign. We don't got to get into that. And that's still going on. But the Car Wash campaign is close to my heart. I'm Puerto Ricano and Ecuadorian. And a lot of these men and women that work the car wash industry are immigrant workers. You know, they have labor rights that they can. A lot of them don't even know that these labor rights are applicable to them. It's against the law to be paid for $4 an hour. It's against the law to not be paid overtime when you work over 40 hours in the city of New York, in the state of New York, in this nation. But through fear and intimidation, they're being pressed and said to say nothing, right? And this is how John Lage, who is the kingpin of this whole industry, I don't know if we mentioned that before, the man owns over 21 car washes. He had to pay $4.7 million back to immigrant workers because of the wage theft. So this is rampant through the industry. He's just one. There are many others that have done the same. And so we are here not only to encourage these immigrant workers to unionize, but we're here to tell them that God's on their side.
Amen. Amen. That's
you know?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and to never, ever give up that passion when they're asked, are you willing to unionize? Are you willing to risk it all for something better, right? This is the American dream that was given to us. And these guys are so afraid. But you know what? Once they see people of faith, people that come out, Hindu, Islamic, Christians, Jews, and they come out and say to them, listen, we're with you. Listen, if you want to strike like we're going to do tomorrow at 4208 80th Street in Elmhurst, Queens at 7:30 in the morning, we're going to help this car wash, these guys, we're going to help them walk out. They're being oppressed in the sense that they're not given protective gear. Their eyes are infected. Their lungs are infected. Their skins have skin infections, lung infections, eye infections. They're treated like garbage. There's no dignity. If there's a lunch hour, it's a miracle. Maybe it's 15 minutes. They even have to sneak in bathroom breaks. And at the end of the day, they don't get paid what they're supposed to get paid. You know, Micah had that issue, right? Micah understood the fact that his fellow farmers were being robbed of their land because of a really, really corrupt tithing system that commodified their land. Nevertheless, that was not – fine, you took the land. Now, when it comes time to give them their little 10% of the little bit of food, they had faulty scales. Like they were trying to take away the little bit that they had. This was amazing. The little bit that you took all of my land, and now the little bit that comes to me, you're still trying to rob that? Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
right.
Amazing.
So this is what's happening exactly in the car wash industry. Even the little tips that these men have, this is what Chio was talking about. Even that little bit, it's being, you know, it's, let me tell you something. Do they need that little bit? No, they don't. It is a form of oppression. It is a weapon. They use it specifically to oppress, to keep them in their place. Right? We know this.
Right.
We know this from all of history. And so we as people of faith are coming alongside the car wash shadows, and we are encouraging them, and we are letting them know that God, there's a whole bunch of politicians on the other side, but But we're telling them God is on their side.
Amen. Amen. That's great. I just want to encourage people who might be listening. We're about the halfway point in our show. If you're interested in joining the conversation, if you have a question for Danny or Chio or myself, our number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. I would encourage you, if you're interested in Life Coach Radio Network, to go on our website. There's a number, you will see a number of different hosts from our radio networks. We have the Life Coach Radio Network, the International Life Coach Radio, and we also have the Life Coach Chat Network. And all of these things are running simultaneously. We've got also a new Life Coach television network on YouTube. And we're really excited to be getting the word out. I'm Reverend Jennifer Kotler. I'm a spiritual direction and life purpose coach. And I work in private practice. And I work with folks across the country. I have clients in California through New York. And I work with a lot of folks who do the kind of work that Danny and Gio are talking about, and helping to support them, helping them to stay connected to God in the midst of the fights that they're involved with and the fight for justice that we hear them talking about. I'm going to invite you again to call in. Our call-in number is 716-9397. If at any point you're interested in learning more about the work that I do, my website is www.seed.com. Seed stands for Spiritual Energy Engagement and Direction, and that is the kind of work that we do. So, Danny, you've done a great job of sort of laying out why this is for you not just a battle for what's right, and besides the fact that it is a battle about what's right, but that it is indeed comes from a very spirit, the depth of your spirituality and your understanding of what it means to be a Christian.
Absolutely.
You know, there are a lot of folks, and you know this, that don't see this as an issue of faith.
Right.
I'm just wondering what you might say to them, and I would encourage you too, Chio, to chime in if you have some thoughts about this.
Really quickly, the people that I minister to and I reach out to are very, very fundamentalist and very hyper-spiritual. You know, they're about, you know, I was in Massachusetts and I felt a stomachache, but then I knew that I was going through the places where the witches were at. I mean, it's like, you know, it seems like really, like, you know, like a lot of superstition. There's a lot of fundamental kind of beliefs. But when I engage my community, you know, I absolutely let them know that Jesus advocated for the poor when he walked the earth, regardless of their status, regardless of their orientation, regardless of their place in class, whatever class level they were in. He basically did away with the myths of ritual and dismantled even certain traditions for the purpose of destroying the barriers that were there between man and God. And I said all that to say that in dealing with the people that I speak to, I hit them with the fundamental stuff. I'm not going to go real theological. I say in Spanish, Jesús está a la diestra del... Él está en la diestra del cielo abogando por nosotros. They love that. Jesus is at the right hand of God, advocating for each and every one of us. And they're like, hallelujah. I said, okay, now if you believe that, and then they start to they start to kind of like, what is he saying? If you believe that, then don't you believe Jesus when he says, "Be like me"? And then they start to, yeah, Jesus said, "Be like him." So abogad means to advocate, means to be a lawyer. It means to be a voice for someone that doesn't have a voice, and I explain this to them in Spanish. Es una voz para uno que no tiene voz. Es abogar para el que no puede abogar por él. Él está haciendo eso por nosotros. He's doing that for us. He's advocating for us in heaven right now at the right hand of God. And he wants us to be like him. So watch this. Let's try to do something. If this is what God is asking us to do, then let's take this Jesus outside of this church. Friday, actually, tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning. And let's do exactly what Jesus is doing. And let's advocate for car wash workers that are pressed economically, unjustly economically. They're treated in ways that I mean are unconscionable. Let's stand with them tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning. Let's advocate for them just like Jesus is advocating for us.
Amen. Amen. Gio, can you tell us a little bit more about this action tomorrow? And just for those of you who may be listening to this call on our archive, today is October the 28th, Monday, October the 28th. So we're talking about an action occurring on Tuesday, October the 29th at 7:30 a.m. Gio, can you give us the particulars of that?
Sure. So we have about 15 workers at Off Broadway Car Wash that have reported to make even below the tipped minimum wage, which means that they have pretty harsh violations. You know, a lot of the things that I described before, you know, they're working under terrible conditions. So what happens is, as organizers, we go out and we talk to people and we listen to what their problems are, and then we let them make a choice. What do you want to do about it? So the workers decided that they wanted to unionize. We've already won 6 contracts at other places that guarantees a lot of benefits that immigrants in this country wouldn't get otherwise without a union.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually filed a petition at the National Relations Labor Board to have a union election. The owner has refused to respond to the federal government. There was a shutdown now that the government is back in session. She has absolutely failed to respond. Now, these workers are so extremely angry and so hungry for justice that they've all decided that tomorrow they're all going to march into the NLRB for their hearing and testify that they indeed want a union, that they don't know what's going on with the owner, that she ought to be responsible and that we want her to recognize. So the workers are going to walk out in protest of the owner's refusal to answer to the National Relations Board, which is federal government, and they're also going to walk out demanding that she recognizes the union on the spot. We have the support. They have, that's what they want. And so tomorrow the workers are going to walk out at 8:30 a.m., and we're going to set up a picket line, and we're going to wait for them until they get back to work. And we are very hopeful that with the help of the community, with the help of the elected officials and a clergy, that will convoke her into just doing what's right, you know, like just treating the workers with a little bit of dignity, just giving them what they deserve, not a penny less, not a penny more, just what they deserve. Well, if they want to throw in a penny more, that's okay.
Right.
But that's what's going to happen tomorrow, and we're going to continue this fight. We have won 6 out of 6 union elections. We have won 6 out of 6 contracts. You know, we're hopeful that this will encourage her. This will encourage her because we can do this an easy way. We can have a union election. We can be friends afterwards, or we can do this a very hard way. And owners like herself and her company and her associates shouldn't be allowed. They should not be allowed to operate business, not when they pay workers for reporting $4 an hour and no overtime. How do we live with that? Mm-hmm. So we're going to march on, and we're going to protest, and we're going to set up picket lines, and we will win, because that's what we do, and we know that justice and God is on our side.
Hello.
That's right. I just want to remind
Dr. Torres. I want to introduce Dr. Torres.
Like to
yes, I am. Yes, I want Dr. Torres. Hello, Jennifer.
It's Danny. Yeah, just hold on.
Usted habla portugués.
Sí, este es Daniel, el salario justo. Estamos en un radio.
Te voy a una persona que habla portugués.
Okay. Jennifer, this is Bishop Dr. Kotler. I'm Bishop Dr. Andy Torres. He just called in.
Hello,
hermana, aguántate un segundito. I'll translate for her. He is. Dile al hermano que este es Daniel, Reinaldo de Salarios Justos. Y él está ahora mismo en radio. Y él va a estar. He's going to be tomorrow. He's going to be at the car wash action tomorrow. He was at the high tech car wash action when it first started. This is Bishop Dr. Andy Torres, who is over 150 churches in Queens and Brooklyn.
Amen.
Doctor. Hermana?
Okay, we may have lost.
Doctor?
All right, so we may have lost it.
But,
okay.
He'll be there tomorrow, and he's going to have his film crew there. He wants to document all this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I just wanted to remind folks that if they're interested in calling in and want to join the conversation, the number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. Danny, I'm sorry that we lost Dr. Torres, but I'm really – Bishop Dr. Torres, it was great to know that he is going to be a part of this action tomorrow morning, and we'll be documenting that. I'm wondering, too, and Danny or Chio, you might be able to give some focus for our folks who may be outside the area but are listening to the broadcast either live or in the archive through iTunes and are interested about how they can be...
No, I don't know. Okay, Dr. Torres.
Chia, I'm wondering if you could just give folks a little bit about how they can get more involved. And Danny, I'll be right back to you and Dr. Torres. Chia, are you there?
Puedo.
I'm sorry. I had it on mute.
Bueno, you say... Tú me dijiste que hablaba español y tú se lo explicas a ella.
Sí.
Okay, Chia, go for it.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. So tomorrow we're asking people, one, to boycott the car wash for today. We're asking folks to go to another car wash and support the workers. Show the owner that as consumers we will not accept behavior like this. The other thing is that you can always like our page on Facebook, which is Wash New York, and we'll give you updates on what's going on, different events, different things that are happening in the campaign. And there's also the Carwashero page, where the Carwasheros actually are all Facebook savvy, and they get to post mm-hmm. on the page what's going on at the car wash and different events and pictures and all of that, which is it's called Wash New York, Carwasheros en la Lucha. And that's basically how you can get a lot of updates. If for any reason you want to get more involved in the campaign, you're very, very interested in helping out with the worker struggle and learning a little bit more, you can always call me or email me. My number is 313-739-3015, and my email address is RV as in Victor, ALE at nycommunities.org.
That's great. Thanks so much, Gio. Danny, I'm coming back to you, and hopefully you and the Reverend Bishop are there, and I just want to give you an opportunity to share some of the Bishop's thoughts about his involvement with this campaign.
Do you hear me okay, Jennifer?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Torres, dale seguida. Ahí vamos.
Ok, estamos totalmente de acuerdo como líderes en la ciudad de Nueva York.
We are totally in agreement as leadership, Pentecostal leadership here in New York.
A favor de todas aquellas personas que trabajan en compañías lavando carros.
In favor of the car washeros that work in the car wash industry.
Lo hemos hecho más de una vez.
We have been there and advocated for them more than once.
Y lo seguiremos haciendo.
And we will continue to do that.
Para que estos trabajadores,
so that these workers,
tengan sus seguros y tengan el merecido pago por sus trabajos.
Have their security and their proper and real wages paid to them.
No nos dejaremos engañar en ningún momento.
We will not let them try to make this cloudy for us. We want to know exactly what it is that
estaremos totalmente dispuesto a estar presente en todas las
cosas. We will be totally present. We will be totally present at every single action that's going forward.
Amen.
Para que de alguna forma estas personas sean ayudadas.
So that any which way or form, these people will be helped.
Estamos bien seguros que lo vamos a hacer posible.
And we're very secure and very confident that we will make this a reality.
Son inmigrantes.
They're immigrants.
Y no podemos permitir que abusen de ellos.
And we cannot permit that they be abused.
De ninguna forma.
In any which shape or form.
Te doy las gracias por esta entrevista.
I really appreciate your interview today. But, doctor, por favor, dile quién tú eres y quién tú representas. I want him to know, tell you who he represents.
Yo represento actualmente,
I represent, actually,
a Radiovisión Cristiana.
Radiovisión Cristiana.
Represento la Organización de Ministros de Nueva York.
The Organization of Latino Ministers in New York City.
Represento la Organización de Ministros de Queens.
I represent the Association of Ministers in Queens.
Y represento la Organización de la Parada del Niño Cristiano en la Ciudad de Nueva York.
And I also represent the Ministry of the Children's Parade, the Evangelical Children's Parade of New York City.
Soy pastor de la Iglesia Hispana de la Comunidad.
I am also the pastor of the Iglesia Hispana de la Comunidad, which is right around the corner from High Tech.
Además, trabajo con el precinto 114.
I also work as a spiritual liaison for the 114th Precinct.
Estamos totalmente preparados para seguir apoyando a...
We're totally prepared to support this campaign.
A nuestros amigos y hermanos inmigrantes.
Our friends and our brothers that are immigrant workers.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you.
Okay. Gracias. Yeah,
Reverend,
no.
Dr.
Thank you, Dr.
Bishop Torres, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I so appreciate your steadfast support of the car wash workers and this campaign, and that your willingness to speak out and to be on our program this evening so that many more people can understand why this is such an important issue for people of faith. So thank you very much. Gracias.
You're welcome. I'm ready for anytime.
Hey, let me tell you something, Jennifer. Jennifer, can I throw this in there real quick?
If I spoke Spanish, I would have you on all the time.
Jennifer, can I say something about Bishop Dr. Torres?
Yes, please.
The first time, listen, High Tech already has a contract. Chia, did you say who has contracts or not?
Sure. We have contracts at High Tech Car Wash on Astoria Boulevard.
Yeah.
And we also have contracts at Sunny Day Car Wash where the workers won a 13-week strike. In the middle
of
the winter.
Victoria.
So they have a contract, and that's, yes. Victoria.
Okay.
That's 138th and Lincoln Avenue. And then we also have two car washes that are owned two by Lake.
Wow.
And they're both in the Bronx. And we also have two other car washes that are owned by his associate, Fernando Magales, that are in Queens.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Wow.
That's
okay, yo quiero, I want to say something. Yo quiero decir algo.
Amen.
I want to say that the first prayer vigil that we had at High Tech, la primera oración que nosotros tuvimos en High Tech, was with Dr. Rivera, Dr. Bishop Andy Torres, that's on the line
now.
Okay?
That's true.
That's when we, before the contract came. And I just want to let the audience know and let Chio know and let Minister Pastor Kotler know.
Mm-hmm.
That when Bishop was speaking and when Dr. Rivera was speaking, when I was speaking, the owners of High Tech were very, very angry. Yes, yes, Bishop? Yes, yes?
Uh-huh.
Very angry, Villa?
That's true, yes.
This is true. Why? Because they began to put out, they brought out their motorcycles, yes?
Right, I remember that.
And they started to rev
Dr. I go straight to him and talk to him.
you already cut to the chase. What happened was that Dr. Rivera was telling Dr. Torres, take it easy. No, because we can't praise God. We can't worship. We can't speak the words we want because these guys are revving up their engines. They were doing it on purpose is what I'm trying to say. And what I'm trying to say is that Dr. Torres was very, very passionate about the fact that this is something that has to be said and has to be heard. He walked over to the owner that was revving up his motorcycle to drown out the words. And we even said, Dr. Torres, where are you going? We try to pull him back. But he said, no. And he went and he spoke words of conscience and words of love.
That's true.
And the owner said, okay, all right, you got it. No? And it was a beautiful situation. It was a real beautiful moment in the beginning of this whole campaign where Dr. Torres kind of was able to show them he had no fear. He was straight. We were, like, afraid for him, but he went straight to him, and he said, listen, you don't have to do this, man. This is something that we're doing as men of God, men of clergy.
That's
you know,
true.
And it was a wrap. So I just want to mention that.
We're not afraid of nobody.
You showed him that, and that set a tone. I think it set a tone, it was one of our first contracts. I just wanted to mention that.
That's great. That's a great story. Thank you so much.
You're welcome anytime. Okay. Don't forget tomorrow. We're going to have a meeting.
Amen.
Yeah. 7:30. 7:30 tomorrow.
Okay,
7:30 tomorrow morning. If any clergy in the New York City area are listening, and you'd like to come
radio,
out, please
radio,
come out.
No,
and we'll look forward to hearing more about that sort of after it happens and getting some updates from Danny and from Chio as we move forward. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our show, the last 5 minutes. If you're interested, if you have any questions, any final questions for Danny and for Chio, they're both still on the line, please feel free to give us a call. If the number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. I know that Chio has already given her contact information. If you're interested in learning more about the campaign, and, I know that she would be welcome, would welcome the conversation to go further. Danny, if folks want to be able to be in touch with you,
sure.
How would they reach you?
They could reach me at 646-457-2549.
Bye-bye.
646-457-2549. And if anybody wants to ask Dr. Torres a question, they can also call me at 646-457-2549.
Thank you, Dr. Torres. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, doctor, gracias.
Thank you so much, Chio, for being with us tonight. Do you have any final words or any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I just wanted to say that that really, like, this fight would be would really mean nothing without the support that we send from our clergy leaders. And I just want to encourage everyone to find it in their heart. You know, this is everyday struggle. This is working people. And this is, like Danny tells us, and he's so extremely inspiring when he does, you know, Jesus and God and whatever you worship does not believe in exploitation of the people, and we shouldn't allow it. We need to stand up. The time is right now to stand up for workers' rights, for immigrant rights, for women's rights, for LGBT rights, for everyone's rights to be respected. And so I just wanted to thank you all for allowing us the space to tell you about the Carguacheros, and I wanted to thank especially Danny for just being so amazingly and just so supportive, and a shout out to the workers who are listening to us. I'm sure they are.
Yes, I hope so. And I hope that they have experienced encouragement from hearing you and Danny and Reverend Torres tell the stories of their struggles for justice. So thank you so much, Chio. Thank you, Danny. It really has been my pleasure to have you both on the show tonight. I just want to remind our listeners that 2 weeks from tonight, which would be in normally a Spiritually Speaking show, will not be a Spiritually Speaking show. Hopefully there will be a show in this time slot, maybe with a new host who's trying out the Life Coach Radio Network. I will be back in 4 weeks. I will be back on the fourth Monday of November. That's the week of Thanksgiving. It's Monday, November 25th at 8 p.m. We're going to be talking about the spirituality of hip-hop with Minister Walter Hidalgo, who has done a lot of research and is just living out what does it mean to have to live a life that brings together and reconciles hip-hop with one's Christian convictions or Muslim convictions with their own spirituality. And it's exciting to see the work that he's doing in communities in bringing spirituality to a group of folks who may not have connected with that in any other way. So I'm really excited to be welcoming him to the program on Monday, November 25th. At 8 p.m. I hope that you'll be listening. As always, I'm Reverend Jennifer Hope Kotler, and I am a spiritual direction and life purpose coach in private practice. And I always, always, always love to hear from our listeners. So if you'd like, please come on my website. That's www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. SEED stands for Spiritual Energy Engagement and Direction, and you can contact me through the website. You can listen to all of our archives, previous episodes of Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and you can always find out about what's coming up on our next episodes and what other things are happening within our work. So if you have any questions, I encourage you to be in touch with me. Again, I want to thank Danny and Chio for being my special guests tonight, and I wish you all a blessed evening. Have a great night.